It was wonderful. And one of the best is watching the littler ones, but it's also watching the mentoring that was happening with the young adults, youthful adults into the young adults, and the mentoring and the much fun that they had as well. It was just great to watch. So next year, come out. You don't have to have a kid. You can come out and have a grand time. And you can let Carson fake you out and think he's going to run. That was AJ on the slow motion. I said, take some pictures, and he decided he was slow-mowing it, which, as you saw, was just hilarious. But it was fun being together. Now, normally I would say, okay, we're a vacation Bible school. That's what today was. But I couldn't stop there. After this week of what happened in Orlando, I decided we needed to have and talk together. You see, on Monday night in Lancaster, I was invited to participate in the candlelight prayer vigil. There were about 75 people from Lancaster that were there. I was the only clergy person that gathered to offer support and prayer and love. We opened with prayer. We closed with prayer. We heard stories of great hope. One young man shared the story of how he is bullied at school because of who he is. His mom stood there in support with him. We heard stories from Shana and Beth, how their lives have been changed because they feel loved, and how Trey came running up and gave huge hugs as he recognized me and others. Grace had a presence there. Not just me, there were probably about 10 from Grace who came to offer prayers for all those who were killed in Orlando for being who they are. Nobody should die for hate. Our God teaches love. Love is how we need to live. So as we gather this day, so we've celebrated wonderful times of Vacation Bible School. I looked at the names of those who were killed in Orlando and realized that many are in that young adult age. My children could have been there. Our children were there. So we hope and pray and love. May we live as Grace United Church of Christ, showing love, not hate. That's what our God shows us, that we are to love. We don't have to agree. But love, not hate, is what the world is about. So yes, Bible school, it was fun and joyous and faith-filled. And that's what today should have been about. But I couldn't stop there. Our God needs us to be God's people. So let's love, not hate. Let us share that love with every person we meet, so that giggles can happen, so that our children can grow up in a world filled with love, not hate. Thanks be to God. Amen.